Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out to my producer, Jacob. Hey, Jacob, how are you doing?
Hey, Erica, doing very well. It's been great to see you and to meet your guest, Lori. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
I am so excited because February is the month of love, right? And we're not just talking about the romance type. We're also talking about self-love. But this month, I have two guests that are going to be on that I think everybody will be so excited to hear from. And as is appropriate in the month of love, today's guest will be talking about finding love and yourself. And in order to have a healthy relationship, both you and your partner need to be healthy yourselves. And I don't mean just physical health. I mean that both you and your partner need to be able to support and care for one another and your own mental and emotional health. And no matter how much you and your partner love each other, you cannot defer responsibility for your overall well-being to the other person. It can be easy to get caught up in your relationship, no matter what the stage it's in, new or old, but it's crucial to stay connected with yourself so that you can evaluate and work to improve your mental health and emotional well-being. And this is really often easier said than done. And unlike you, Jacob, with your wonderful new wife, many of us are divorced, widowed, or single. And that's why I'm so excited that we will be speaking with an expert on finding love and yourself again. So I really want to just jump right in and introduce my guest. Lori Mendelson is a matchmaker, dating coach, and writes online dating app profiles for those who want to get noticed in a sea of swiping. She has been introducing couples since the young age of 19, and her intuitive skills have resulted in many marriages, inclusive of children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Lori is a California native and has lived all over the country and really traveled extensively. Being single, Lori is in the thick of dating, and this is her words, not mine, as a senior citizen with all the joys, heartaches, and self-realization one comes to an older adult. Lori brings wisdom, wit, and fun to the process and puts everyone at ease. And I wanted to say thank you so much, Lori, for being on the show today.
Erica, I am so thrilled to be here. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
So let's just start with, how did you get into being a dating coach and a matchmaker? Share your story.
Yeah, I would love to. Thank you, Erica. So at the tender age of 19, when I first started introducing people, what happened was, I noticed that I was really good at it, and people got engaged, they got married, they started coupling, having children, etc. And I realized that intuitively I could spot people who were meant for each other. And I had a very big career as a fashion designer for 33 years, and I kind of put the matchmaking aside because, you know, I wanted to be a fashion designer and wanted to pay my bills and have a big career and so on and so forth, see the world. And then when I ended my fashion career, I thought about, okay, what is my purpose in life and what calls me and what really speaks to my heart? And that is helping people find love. And my thought was, matchmaking is easy. You know, you have this idea, you think Bob's going to like Jane or whatever, you know, their names are. And I realized that it is much, much deeper work than just introducing people together. So right before the pandemic, I was doing matchmaking and a little bit of coaching with my matchmaking clients. And then the pandemic hit and I focused solely on dating coaching because no one literally could go out on a date. So I thought it was time to teach people how to go inward and find out what their traumas were, what their backstory was, what's keeping them from dating, all of these limited beliefs that we have held on to for so many years that are keeping us from happiness. So that's how I got started, Erica.
Well, and I love how you said that because, you know, if you can't be happy alone, you can't be happy in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people put so much pressure on their partners, whether it is wife, husband, significant other, whatever it might be, they put that pressure on them. They seek the outside validation for them to be happy.
Absolutely.
And I love that that's what your focus is to really make sure, let's go inward.
Yes.
And I mean, I know that for years is what's held me back on dating because it's like, wait a second, I want to make sure I'm good. You know, mm-hmm. I want to be good with me. And then let's see about taking that next step.
Yeah, absolutely. And people sadly have the belief that if I'm with someone, I will be happy. You know, and that, you know, that movie and Jerry, the line in Jerry Maguire, "You complete me." That ruined it for everyone because we should be complete humans we're never going to be complete humans. Let's face it. We're imperfect creatures. But we should strive to get to the point of feeling complete, feeling whole, feeling self-love, being happy, having a joyful, full life before we enter into a relationship with someone else. Does that happen? Hell no.
Yep.
I mean, I can tell you how many people are on dating apps that write in their profile, "I'm just waiting to meet someone so I could live my life and be happy." Well, why are you waiting? You know,
right.
Do it.
Yep. You have to be happy in order to bring that happiness to a relationship. Otherwise, you're going to weigh somebody else down.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's unfair to both of you. So
Yes. You
yourself are out there. Now we're going to get a little bit more into that a little bit later, but you know, let's start with how does one move on from the past, right? How does one move on from things that maybe went wrong in a previous relationship and not carrying that baggage forward?
Mm-hmm. The way that I suggest is manyfold. I'm not going to say twofold, threefold, manyfold. For me, my journey was I was divorced at 61. And I had these voices in my head that said, "You're too old, you'll never meet anyone, you're damaged goods," you know, all of the things that I hear with clients every single day. I went into extensive therapy and I mourned the relationship for about a year to a year and a half. And Erica, at times I still mourn the relationship, you know? But I went into therapy and I really started looking at what I was doing and the repetitive patterns that I was doing. And I knew that I needed to change it. So I went through therapy and then I started coaching people what my journey was and how I got through it and how I changed my mindset. Mindset is 99% of the job. Believing that you can change, knowing that you will, and believing that you are worthy of finding love. But the love needs to be right here, heart-centered first before anything else, as we've been discussing.
Yeah,
so that really was the way that I did it. And the way that I coach my clients is we really break down what their life was, their childhood, their upbringing, their relationships. And we look and see what the patterns are and what their brain is telling them who they are. And we work on that to get rid of that really bad self-talk.
Yep. I used to joke, with my dad, and I used to tell him, you know, "You've ruined me for all men. I see the relationship that you and mom had." I mean, they're both passed away now, but that the relationship that you had and how she treated you and how you treated her, and even the arguments, which, you know, with their generation, you didn't see it much. I know they had them, but it was done in private. But you know, they were married for 62 years before he passed away. And then my mom passed away shortly after. And, you know, I'm like, I just saw that. And then you get this idealistic vision, and then you think the fairy tales and you get into all that. And I think people forget it is about finding that self-love.
Yes.
And starting from within. I mean, everything starts from within.
Absolutely. It's
just like when, you know, something happens that certainly, because life isn't fair, something happens and yes, that was horrible. That happened to you. How are you going to react? Right?
Right.
That's within. So everything is within. But
right.
How do we find self-love? You know, what are some steps where we can actually find it, right? For lack of better terms, it's just kind of like finding balance, right? You've got to create it. But how is that done?
Well, I'll tell you how it happened for me. It wasn't having bubble baths and getting massages and pedicures, you know, and all those things that people say, you know, you're having a self-love day. It was shedding these voices in my head. You know, I had a very different childhood, Erica, and we won't get into it. I was the antithesis of what you had. it's hard not to get into, but I won't. And I grew up hearing these voices saying, you're not, you won't. And I realized that those voices in my head no longer fit me. And it's an analogy that I use with my clients, which is you've been wearing this pair of shoes that kills your feet. You walk on them, you get bunions, corns. How long are you going to continue to wear those shoes? Wouldn't you rather step into a pair that's comfortable and soft? And when you put them on, you feel like you're walking on air. So it was for me, it was working really vigorously on when that voice would come in, I'd say, get the out of here. Mm-mm, that doesn't fit me anymore. That was my mother telling me that. That was my grandmother telling her that. It was a whole generational thing going on. That didn't suit me anymore. And that's how I started the self-love journey.
Yep.
Was
and
really shedding.
Yep. It is. It's that letting go, right? It's the letting go of the negative self-talk, the self-limiting beliefs that we have. And there are so many ways to do that. And that could be a whole nother episode that we talk about that. But let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to get your groove back on and get into dating again. But before we go, Lori, tell folks how they can reach you.
Sure. I am with AV Connections, and I'll spell it out. My email is hello at avconnexions.com, AV Connections. And I do dating coaching, dating app profile writing, and matchmaking for you.
Sounds like I'm going to have to sign up. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Do you ever wonder why you were put here on this earth? What your soul is being called to do? What brings you the greatest satisfaction? Tune in to the Personal Wisdom Show with Mita Johnson on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where she will help you learn to really lean in and trust the wisdom and power within you, creating a success you never thought possible. If you want to grow this wisdom inside you and understand your life purpose, visit PersonalWisdomCoachingNow.com.
Courtney Cottrell is walking in her purpose, creating incredible tools to level up your life. Let's introduce you to the Unapologetically Favored Gift Shop, your one-stop shop for all Courtney's motivational books, custom created, inspirational gifts, and more. Products that remind you of your purpose on this planet, infused with the passion to uplift lives. Shop apparel, books, wall art, and more at shopfavored.net.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Lori Mendelson. Lori, thank you again for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So I know that I started thinking of all sorts of questions when it comes to dating. You know, when should you start? How do you make yourself more open to dating? Where do you meet people, especially now? And then the thoughts of the fear, the, as we said earlier, the limiting beliefs, all those things come rushing in. And so I think in this segment, that is just what we're going to discuss, how to get your groove thing back and get into dating again. And I love that because I think so much of us, especially after the past couple of years of, you know, not being our normal, whatever normal is, selves, right? Not being maybe as active as we once were and getting out there and really having more time to think, which I think has honestly been great. I think the last 2 years, I look back and I'm like, actually, it hasn't been all that bad.
Yeah.
Some of the things that I used to do, I used to be so busy all the time. I didn't get to do a lot of things that I really wanted to do. But I think some people are on that opposite end. They had time to think and maybe look within and didn't see what they liked. You know, they didn't like what they saw, I should say. So how do we get our groove thing back, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So Erica, you really spoke to me in what you just said, because I was one of those people who went deep and really did the work because I wasn't going anywhere and it was too scary to date, although I did date and I met some really nice people along the way. But I think the best way to start and get out there is to, number one, start flirting. You know, when we flirt, both men and women, it releases endorphins in us that make us feel sexy and happy and kind of, you know, yeah, we got our power. We got it going on. And it's fun, you know, it's really fun. It's fun to get female attention. It's fun to get male attention. So I would say that flirting would be the first thing. And flirt without intention. Flirt, if you go to a restaurant and you see a cute person, you know, you kind of give them the eye, you kind of do the hair thing, you do the look, whatever it is that you do, just do it without any outcome, without any expectation. Just go and have fun. So that would be one way to do it. Another way would be to get involved in an activity, a club, a community of things that you enjoy doing. Now, for example, I'm going to start doing Qigong training on Wednesday. I want it to release certain energies in my body that I've been holding in. I have no intention of going into it for meeting someone, but it's a skill that I would like to learn. So if you can get involved in a club, in an activity, in a foundation, in a volunteer organization, those are also ways for you to be around people again. practice flirting if you have the opportunity, you know, and also do learn a new skill or do something good for the community. Another way would be to go on online dating, you know, just put out, you know, and here I am to help you write a great online dating profile. Post yourself on one of the online dating platforms, and I can make some recommendations depending upon the age of people and the intent. Just start that way. And again, do it without expectation, because I have clients who will call me and say, Lori, he didn't write me, he ghosted me, he this-ed me, he that-ed me. And if you look at it as, it's kind of like muscle memory that we have to go through again to go through this whole dating process. We have to start somewhere. And really the best way is mentally not go into it with, I'm going to meet the one. I'm going to meet him. I'm on a trajectory to meet my guy. I want to meet my girl. Just have fun. Go out and experience another person. Learn something new from them. If you like the way you feel, you go on a second date. That's how you do it. That's how you get your groove back. And, you know, the more you do it, the easier it becomes, and the more honed in you'll become who it is that you're looking for.
Yep. I feel like when you said that was interesting, because you have to put yourself out there.
Yes.
Right? And, you know, for all of us who might be like, I got to put myself out there. Oh,
No, don't make me.
You got to be kidding me. Or how do you know if somebody's flirting? Because I'll be the first to admit there are so many times where, like, I don't even realize that I'm flirting with somebody. I was just being nice. Like, yeah. You were totally flirting with them. And I'm like, well, I didn't think I was. Okay. Or that guy was totally into you. What? Why didn't you say anything? I'm like, I didn't know he was giving me singles. It was signals. How do you even know that anymore?
Yeah, and, well, at least he didn't give you shingles.
Well, I do have a shingle shot coming up, so, you know. But I think that's the fear, I think, with so many of us is, how do you do it, right? But you just have to do it. It's just like going to start working out again, starting a hobby, going to places. And I laughed because somebody said, well, they wanted to meet friends. They wanted to meet some new friends.
Yeah.
But I don't want to sign up for a club. And I'm like, why? Well, I won't know anybody there. And I said, well, that's kind of the point. Yeah. And who cares if you don't know anybody there? Because you're signing up for something you like to do. You already know that they have at least one entrance. In same interest, because they're signing up for something they like to do.
Yeah.
So you have at least one thing in common, you know, whether it's a hiking club, whether it's a book club, whether it's, you know, swimming or like what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I think it's the scary part of the unknown. We fear either success or we fear failure.
Yes.
And so, you know, how do we get ourselves out of that? And that's, I think, in our first segment, what you were talking about. Is having that self-love, the confidence, the self-esteem boost, where we can get to that point and put ourselves out there.
Yeah. And Erica, you know what? The more that you do something that you're uncomfortable with, at least for me, I can only speak for myself, the better I feel after I've accomplished it. You know, it's I don't liken dating to surgery, but the worst part...
I feel like I do. It's painful. No, just kidding.
No, you know, sometimes I tell my girl.
Oops, it looks like Lori locked up a little bit. We'll give her a second to get back in. But yes, we should not feel like dating is surgery. It's just the unknown. But why don't we take a quick break? We'll see. We got a little technical issues here. And when we come back, we'll finish this discussion and we will get into dating in your midlife, the wild, wild west. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
One day, I arrived early to meet a friend for lunch. One of the wait staff welcomed me with a beautiful smile. It was everyday magic. We experience this kind of thing all the time, but it was magical because the smile made me feel happy and content. The Sanskrit word for smile is smitam. It means fully blossomed, fully bloomed, and expanded, like an empty field suddenly full of spring flowers. In the same way, a bright smile given freely changes everything. It can warm the heart. It can reassure or inspire or uplift. It can bring joy or lift a burden. Try it for yourself. Smitam, a smile, and discover a little everyday magic. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover everyday uplifting magic together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Consider follow through in 5 stages. First, the vision. Describe the goal and strategy. Second, feasibility. Find out if there are constraints. Third, planning. Lay out a plan and a timetable with target dates. Fourth, action. Do the steps required to get to the finish line. And fifth, completion. Tie up any loose ends. Most people are more comfortable with either planning or doing. Strong planners may hyper-focus on planning and never get to the action. Impatient doers jump straight into action, but can get derailed if they didn't plan for contingencies. Realizing your tendencies, you can determine where your follow-through falls short. Learn the strategies that will keep you on track in my podcast, ADHD Self-Mastery, Customized Strategies for Your Unique Brain.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, look at previous episodes, and sign up for helpful tips and learning about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Lori Mendelson. We had a little bit of a technical snafu, but that's okay. And we just want to clarify again, dating is not like surgery, even if in the beginning it feels a little painful and it's a little scary. It's only temporary.
The anesthesia wears off.
Yes. And you've got good pain relief, so it's okay. It's okay. So during the last couple of segments, you got to know Lori. And as I said in the introduction, she is witty and she is a lot of fun. And we've chatted about getting your groove back and, you know, really starting with self-love and looking within. And we talked, also wanted to talk about, and this is analogy to me is what I feel like it is. We're going to get into the topic of dating in your midlife and how it may or may not be like the wild, wild west. So is it really like the wild, wild west out there, or where are we going with it?
Well, I will tell you, I think that it is like the wild west. And here's the reason. People who are on dating apps have so many choices. It's almost like a gold rush. You know, when the settlers were coming from the east and they were moving to the west, and they discovered gold. It was, oh my God, it was mind-boggling. It was, you know, earth-shattering, life-changing. And when you're on dating apps, there seems to be an endless supply of eligible people. Now, the majority of the people are people that you would not, I want to say this nicely, that you wouldn't spend time with. Let's just say that. That you're not compatible with, that you wouldn't go out with. However, there are quite a few that you would like to go out with. And keep in mind that it's a totally different way of dating now from when we were in our 20s, our teens, or, you know, even our 30s. We didn't have all of these choices. And the only way that we could date was through friends, family, community, someone introduced us, work, hobbies, clubs, church, you know, et cetera. Yep. Now you can pick people from all over the world. You can pick people from, you know, the East Coast, the West Coast, and you can meet them. And you can bet your bottom dollar that all of these people are also dating other people, you know, that they're having multiple conversations with people and that they're not just focusing on you. Now, a lot of people do multiple dating at one time. They'll go out with 3 or 4 or 5 people at one time. Frankly, I don't know how they keep everyone's story straight. I can't even keep my own story straight. So imagine trying to remember 5. But it's pretty wild that it's almost like ordering humans on Amazon. You know, I'm like a man. Every woman wants a guy who's 6'1" for whatever reason. I want a 6'1" blonde, blue eyes, and he's going to be delivered. And he comes to your inbox.
So, is that easy? Gosh, I've been doing this all wrong.
What happened? You didn't look in the man category on Amazon, clearly. So there is a lot of choice. And with that choice, unfortunately, leads to a state of many people not committing. Because there is something in the brain now that goes, well, if I can find this, well, maybe tomorrow they'll be even better. Or next week or next month, they'll be prettier, wittier, whatever, you know, whatever it is that you're looking for. So it's pretty wild, pretty darn wild. Although many of the men that I have met are one woman men. They only want to date one at a time. And that's wonderful. And that's very reassuring that those men, those gentlemen are still out there. Not everyone wants to date multiples.
Well, and I think it's an interesting concept as well, because how do you get to know somebody, right? Unless you go out with them.
Right.
And you might have to go out with a few people, right?
Right.
To see. And
right.
I think sometimes people think, well, you shouldn't, you know, you start dating somebody I had this conversation with a friend. I'm like, well, just because you went out on a date with that person doesn't mean that's going to be your husband.
Right.
Or just because, you know, another girlfriend, I go, just because you went out with that girl doesn't mean she's going to be your wife. Right. That's not exactly how it works. Right. Just like you started dating in high school or college or, you know, you're early and late 20s. Just because you go out on a few dates, you can't assume that person's going to be your love connection.
Right.
And I think once we get that out of our head, things flow a little bit better. Because
yes, they do. They absolutely do. And Erica, and it used to be back in the day when you went out with someone, the intent was that you would enter into a monogamous relationship leading hopefully to marriage and children. Well, you know, over 50, we're not going to be having any kids.
No.
Unless it's an
oop. Yeah, did that. Been there.
Exactly. And we're also smarter now. You know, we're smarter. Hopefully we know ourselves better. We've done the work. We love ourselves. We know what we're looking for. And if we have full joyous lives, we don't need to settle for anything remotely near, you know, oh God, I need a husband to support me. I need a wife to cook for me. You know, those are old stale ideas. We don't need people for that reason anymore. It's nice, you know, that would be wonderful, but really doesn't exist anymore.
Well, and that's interesting because I was telling you on the previous break how my son had, you know, asked me if I was happy and you know, are you going to start dating again and different things. And And it was funny is that I said, you know, I'm opening up to it more because I'm into a place where I'd like a companion, right? I'd like some companionship.
Yeah.
Will I ever want to get married in the future? Right now, I'd say no. It's not that I'm against it, but that's not a goal of mine. Would I like to have somebody that I can talk to, that we can go out and do things with? I said, so I'm open to it. And it's a very different, whereas some even folks my age are like, no, I want to get married again. And I would like to find that person. Mm-hmm. And I think you have to look at what is your intent.
Right.
And you have to be honest with the other person on what is your intent. Because
right.
I don't want to say, do they really want to waste their time? But do they want to waste their time if the other person's intent isn't the same as theirs?
Good point. You know, I don't know. Have you heard of the term hardballing?
No. Let's talk about that.
Okay, sure. So hardballing, it's not a sport that we played at gym.
I poked in my water there.
Hardballing is, on the first date, you start asking some pretty, pretty deep questions.
Okay.
What are you looking for? Where do you want to live? What do you want the rest of your life to be like? You get to the point rather than going 3 dates and the person says to you, you know, I'm into alternative sex with multiple partners and I like going to sex parties. You know, if I had known that on the first date, I wouldn't have gone on a second date with someone. But you know, these are important conversations that we have.
Right.
Because in our 50s, 60s, 70s, I don't want to say we don't have a lot of time left. No one knows how much time they have left, but you have to be far more intentional about it. And if you are not aligned in very basic needs, and everyone's need is very different, why waste the time?
You know? And I know we're going to get a lot into that during the next segment on, you know, the date safely and intentionally, but mm-hmm. I think you have to know what you want. It's back to that whole self-love, right? Not only self-love, but what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that can be really hard. I mean, personally, that's for me. Like, well, I know what I don't want,
right.
But do you know what I want?
Yeah.
And that want might change.
Right.
You know, as you get to know the person, like I said, I'm not really interested in getting married again, but that doesn't mean that if I met the right person and that relationship was going real well, my feeling on that might change. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's knowing what you want, what you don't want. And I think it's a lot easier for people to know what they don't want than it is to know really what am I looking for? Because
you
block that.
Yes.
And it's having those open lines of communication when you're dating. Don't just, and I think that's one of my fears personally is when you go on dating apps or what I heard, because I'm not out there.
I can tell you, Erica, I've been on a few.
is the communication on, are they putting out there what they want people to see?
Yes.
Which, I mean, we all do, right? Just like on social media, if you just knew what the B-side said, that's their greatest hits that are out there. Well, what's the B-side? And I think that's what, for me personally, can't speak for anybody else, is that, what are they hiding? I'm a skeptical person. Okay, you look a little too good to be true. What's the real story?
Yeah.
And I think that, to me, kind of, that's the scary part. And again, it's the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
It's being able to let go of control.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Controlling person, let go of control a little bit and just put yourself out there because you don't know until you try.
Yes. You know, and Erica, I'd like to speak to that too. Something that I really learned this past year was letting go of judgment, of preconceived notions. You know, if I heard something, I would automatically think one thing. But what I've learned to do this year is to say, I'm curious, what does that mean to you? What does that look like? Let's unpack that idea. And then I get to know what the person is thinking and feeling rather than putting what I think he's thinking and feeling or what he means onto him and saying, well, you know, I'm writing this list of the things that he's not, rather than what I'm doing is I'm learning about this person And I'm creating more green flags than red flags, because that's what we want. You know, I mean, for me and the majority of my clients, and really no one on the planet, doesn't want someone honorable, honest, kind, who shows up for you, who is there for you in sickness and in health, who, if you called at 3 a.m. and said, I need to go to the hospital, he's going to say, where should I meet you? Let me take you. You know what? Everything else is icing on the cake. Really, you know, really.
It is. It's about having your basic needs met.
Yeah.
You know, feeling seen, heard, receiving love and giving love, right? It is all about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we find that within, we can go outwards and find that and really be open, you know, put yourself out there and try it, ladies and gentlemen, just try it. So let's take a quick break. But before we go, tell us how they can tell folks how they can reach you again.
Sure. So they can reach me at hello@avconnections, which is spelled CONNEXIONS. They can find me on Instagram under AV Connections. They can find me on Facebook under Lori Mendelson and Smart Funny Single, and also on LinkedIn under my name, Lori Mendelson.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So when we come back from break, we're going to wrap up our discussion on finding love with how to date safely and intentionally. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart, because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ity.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, so go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. So welcome back to my guest, Lori Mendelson, dating coach and matchmaker. Tell listeners how they can learn more about your services and reach you.
They can go to avconnections.com, not a T, but an X in the word connections. They can find me on Instagram under AV Connections, on LinkedIn under Lori Mendelson, and on Facebook under Lori Mendelson as well. Lots of ways to find me. And through you, Erica, all of a sudden, you're going to get flooded with people wanting to date.
Absolutely. And if you do, just reach out to the show and we will get you in contact with Lori for sure.
Thank you.
So, Lori, I have really enjoyed today's discussion. And in this final segment, we're going to wrap up our discussion on finding love with how to date safely and intentionally. And I know this is a very important topic, and we touched on it a little bit during the last segment. But what do you mean by safely and intentionally?
Okay. So the first thing about dating safely is if people are doing online dating, and the majority of people are these days, that's how they're meeting people, it is imperative that you do the following things. When you're doing your dating app profile, do not use pictures that have a tagged location. Okay? The reason is people can find out exactly where you are. Also, do not use pictures that you have put on other areas of social media, like LinkedIn, Facebook. They can drag that picture into Google Images and find out exactly who you are. The backflip of that is you can do that with them. You know, if someone looks too good to be true and you drag it into Google Images, it usually says, you know, model Norway, you know, and you know, this person really may be a model. The next thing is do not give out your phone number. Get a Google number, get a burner phone. I have an app on my phone called Burner, which it costs me literally $5 a month. And that is the phone number that I use. Do not give out your address. Meet in public. Meet during the day. What I do is I take a picture of myself, of what I'm wearing. I send it to three friends, two people who are close and someone in a different state, just because, you know, I don't know why I do that, but I tell them that when I arrive, I'm at this place. I will check back with you when I'm done with the date. And if you don't hear from me, you know, within a certain amount of time, please call the police, because I want you to come, you know, and look for me. I also, if I'm meeting someone at a bar or a restaurant, I will find the manager. I'll get there first. And I will tell the manager, I'm alone. You know, I'm a single lady. If it's possible, could you keep an eye on me? Because I don't know this person. And this person may be good. This person may be Jeffrey Dahmer. We just don't know. You know, we just don't know. So those are some basic tips. Do not give out so much information to someone. We don't know what is behind that screen. You know, recently, last week, I watched a documentary called The Tinder Swindler.
Yes.
Did you see it, Erica?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I think it will make a lot of people never want to date again. Never, ever give money. If someone starts down that road, that someone is sick, that they lost their job, that they need a plane ticket for their third cousin twice removed from Estonia to come here, don't give them money. Ever, ever, ever. No money. And just be as safe as you can. Be aware. Trust your gut. If something doesn't feel right with someone, you don't have to continue. You don't owe this person anything, okay? Do not go to someone's home right away. Do not, you know, I mean, I am so, I mean, not morally, I just am against hookups. I think it's, you know, people can do whatever they want. I don't want someone to be in a guy's home who they have no idea who he is, and vice versa. You could get attacked in your own home. He could attack you in his home. We just have to be safe, girls. So
it's about being smart. And yes. I'm not saying that if you don't do these things, you're dumb. I'm not saying that, but yes. It's about your basic safety, right? I mean, what would you tell if you had a daughter, your teenage daughter, your college age daughter? These mm-hmm. are things that you would be telling them. Are you doing the same thing? And I think right. that's really in that you're listen to your gut. That it's an internal GPS, ladies and gentlemen. You know when something doesn't feel right. Don't brush it off.
Right.
Make sure that you are actually acting upon that. That's what saves so many people, you know, from a dangerous situation. or just making a wrong decision in your everyday life. I mean, listen to that internal GPS. That gut knows you, and it knows when your spidey senses start tingling.
Yeah. You know, another thing I just remembered while you were speaking, Erica, is always get the person's last name. If the person doesn't want to give you their last name, that's a red flag right there. I mean, what I do is I Google people. I'll go into CCAP. I'll look them up. I'll find out as much as I can on social media about them. I know a lot of my clients subscribe to services that do background checks on people. You know, there are many online. And it's, you know, we just can't be safe enough. Try to get as much information as you can. And if someone is adverse to giving you his last name, red flag, big red flag there. You know, I'll give an example. I looked someone up and he had domestic abuse cases against him. Sorry, not meeting you.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, it is. It's about protecting yourself before you get into a situation.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
And you touched on it earlier about dating intentionally, like what is the intention of the date and knowing where you, what you want and being honest about it.
Yeah. So to me, dating intentionally means that you are respectful of the other person. You are respectful of their time and their resources. And likewise, you are respectful of your time and your resources. Because when we date, it's not just us going out and meeting someone. Many of us have to hire pet sitters. I know I do. Some of us need to hire babysitters. There is an emotional investment if we're really excited about meeting this person. There's an intellectual curiosity that we have going, you know, I don't really know anyone who goes into a date. It's like, okay, you know, it's like, I'm going to go to Culver's and order a Butterburger, you know, without any kind of, you know, nerve or excitement or anything. It just doesn't happen. So I'm very respectful of people's time. And I want to know what their intention is, what they are seeking before we go out. Are you looking for a long-term relationship? Are you looking for monogamy? Are you looking for a hookup? Are you looking for multiple partners? I want to know these things. And if they're not aligning with what it is that I'm seeking, I just don't pursue it. It's not the right fit for me. So I am respectful, mindful, and very pragmatic about who I see because I value my time and I don't want to waste it. And I don't want to waste someone else's. So that's what I mean about intentional dating.
Yeah. And I think that's important, right? It's about respecting, like you said, your time and respecting the other person's time and not putting any false intentions out there.
Right.
And I think that is very important. I mean, we are all so busy and we want to be with someone who has the same intentions, values, you know, going along the same lines as where we want to go.
Right. Exactly. And also on a related note, when you meet someone online and you're not interested, I think follow the golden rule. You treat people the way that you want to be treated. If they spend time writing you a note and you're not interested, I think you owe them. A lot of people don't feel this way, but you owe them a response. Thank you for writing to me. However, I don't think we're a good match. I wish you good luck in your search. That's all you have to say. Same thing if you've gone out with someone. You don't owe them anything. You know, and the thing about also tying back to intentional dating, Erica, is that when we date, we are in the process of collecting data on people, not data like hard and fast, you know, facts. But we want to see how we feel around them, what our bodies are telling us, what our heart is telling us, and we're collecting this data. So it's important to express that to someone that we're not exclusive. We're just starting to date. I may be dating someone else at the same time because I want to choose the right person for me. And if someone respects that, beautiful. If they don't, as my friend says, next.
I think that is a perfect place to end things. Lori, thank you so much for your time today. I am so glad that we were able to have you on the show. If you're looking to get out in that dating world again, please make sure you're reaching out to Lori. She is wonderful, and I will be calling her myself. So I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio during this month of love. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? Am I thriving or just surviving? If you're just surviving, then take action to make sure that you are living that rooted life. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligations. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to find out how I can help you take action. And if you're ready to live, love, and let go, join me for my 12-week group coaching series, The Rooted Life. This series will assist you in achieving your goals and moving forward by letting go of the things that no longer serve you, learn to love yourself and others fully, and live the life to its fullest. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to learn more about that 12-week series and get that free Empower Hour. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing day, and I look forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.